With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Foundation for the Defense of Democracy senior fellow Mark Montgomery tells the Salem Radio Network he agrees with the Senate's recent decision to increase the Defense Department's 2026 budget more than 2% of GDP.
As a result of this, the base budget stayed around $838 billion, plus there's like $34 billion or so in or $848 billion, and there's about $34 billion in Department of Energy, this nuclear weapons, for a total defense budget of around $880 billion. Hugh, that's about 2.9% of GDP. Now, you add in the 157, it gets you up to 3.3.
Elsewhere, President Trump has named Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy as interim NASA chief. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
NASA is under new management after an announcement from President Trump late Wednesday evening naming current Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy as the agency's interim administrator. The announcement credits Duffy for doing, quote, a tremendous job in his role as Transportation Secretary, which it seems he will maintain as he also oversees the space agency. The appointment came on the eve of the Senate Appropriation Committee's scheduled markup of the White House's bill that allocates funds to NASA, which proposes a nearly 25% cut to the agency's overall budget and decimates funding for current and future science missions by almost 50%. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Ukraine's security agency says it has killed Russian agents suspected of assassinating a senior officer in Kiev. The Security Service of Ukraine reports the suspects were killed in the Kiev region after resisting arrest. The agency had linked a man and a woman to last week's killing of Colonel Ivan Voronich. The U.S. government announcing sanctions against Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel and other officials for human rights violations. This is SRN News. Christian relief agencies are rushing aid to Texas, where deadly floods have killed scores of people and destroyed a lot of property. Samaritan's Purse is leading the charge, and CEO Franklin Graham is urging all Americans to intervene spiritually, saying, quote, "We need to continue to surround these devastated families and communities in prayer. Also pray for the hundreds involved in search and rescue efforts." Samaritan's Purse has already dispatched a disaster team. It will work in concert with local churches in the affected areas to provide relief and help the search and rescue teams. Democrats' unpopular support for transgenderism is becoming an issue in various state campaigns. Bill Berrien, a Milwaukee businessman who's just entered the Wisconsin race for governor as a Republican, is highlighting the issue. Berrien faults Democratic Governor Tony Evers for vetoing a bill that would have barred males from playing on girls' and women's sports teams in Wisconsin. He's also taken the governor to task for seeking to remove the words woman and mother from state law. This is SRN News. A peaceful process between Kurdish separatist fighters and the Turkish government marks a historic breakthrough in northern Iraq. Correspondent Karen Chamis says the Kurdish separatist fighters have begun laying down their arms this weekend.
The PKK announced in May that it would disband and renounce armed conflict, ending four decades of hostilities. The move came after PKK leader Abdullah Öcalan, who has been imprisoned on an island near Istanbul since 1999, urged his group in February to convene a congress and formally disband and disarm. Turkey's president Recep Tayyip Erdogan hailed the process as a win for everyone, Turks, Kurds, and Arabs. I'm Karen Chamas.
Today is Sunday, July the 13th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including Sir Patrick Stewart, the actor. He's 85 years old. Actor Harrison Ford, 83 today. This is SRN News.